The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 735.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a teacher and also the host of the Teachers Need Teachers podcast, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Kim LaPree. Kim, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to the listeners.
Sure. Thanks, Sheena, for having me on. So I am originally from the Philippines. I was born in Pampanga, which is a province. And during that time, my dad joined the Navy while the U.S. Navy was still quite a presence there. And so I came to the U.S. when I was just a year old. And I've lived in a few states, but pretty much spent the majority of my childhood in Washington State. And after attending the University of Washington there, I taught for a couple years in the Seattle area before I moved down here to sunny San Diego, where I've been teaching ever since. So I've been teaching for a total of about 18 years. And then in the past year, I started the Teachers Need Teachers podcast because I am also a beginning teacher mentor. And I wanted to help as many new teachers as I can because I don't know if you've heard, but quite a few teachers quit within the first 5 years of teaching. So I'm trying to prevent that from happening.
Thanks for sharing that. And Kim, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
This one does mean a lot to me. And I think about this all the time when I'm down on myself. And it's to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think it's believing that anything you attempt to do, you will either succeed or you'll fail fantastically, but you're going to get through it. Just believing in your ability to really get through it, knowing that you can overcome anything, achieve anything, and be anything you want and still stay true to yourself.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Kim, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I'm an only child, and my parents, they really wanted me to be pretty much the winner of everything. They kind of rested all their hopes and dreams on my shoulders. And so I was always trying not to be what they wanted when I grew up. I was sort of rebelling. I was, you know, really the dutiful daughter until I went to college. And so I was still trying to figure out who I was and trying to break the mold of what my parents wanted me to be. And I wanted to be this cool and edgy girl because I felt like I grew up kind of nerdy, and I tried dressing a certain way. I got a bunch of tattoos and was basically rebelling in my 30s. And I wanted so much to be perceived in a certain way, even though it wasn't me. And even though my friends and family, they loved me for exactly how and who I was, I was just so insecure and never wanted to rock the boat, which is kind of interesting because I was rebelling, but I also I didn't want to make any waves with my friends or make anyone unhappy or mad at me. So I didn't speak up for myself, and I let people push me around, especially at work. And I was really obsessed with the images that I saw in the media, and I wanted to be thin and wear certain clothes that actually didn't really work with my body or look good on me. And I definitely wanted to have a more lavish lifestyle than I could afford.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, as women, when we see these images in the media, we always feel like, you know, we're not perfect. And I think we have to remind ourselves that these images are also like altered to a T. Like, they're not their original form. And, you know, I wish they could show more authentic photos, right? Have more authentic campaigns where you just show the true beauty versus like airbrushing it all the time and fixing their hips, fixing their face, fixing all these things that was beautiful to begin with. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be who you are today, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
Unfortunately, it took me a long time. It really wasn't until I was approaching my 40s when I realized, you know, I'm actually cool, even though I'm nothing like the person I was trying to be. So there was this moment when I switched schools where I was teaching at several years ago, and I was trying to escape the toxic atmosphere there. And I wanted to go somewhere new so I could keep my head down and fly under the radar. And what I didn't realize was that I was already well respected by my colleagues and people genuinely wanted to get to know me. And I had no idea about this. I guess I'd established a reputation that preceded me and I was completely unaware of it. And I didn't need to try so hard anymore because people liked me just how I was. So I worried so much about what everyone else thought of me, thinking that they were thinking negatively of me when actually people were very accepting. And so I finally started to stop worrying about what everybody thought. I thought, you know, here you are trying so hard and you didn't even need to in the first place. And it was exhausting and it wasn't authentic. So I learned that if I was just going to be a genuinely good person who loved her family and friends, then I could find true happiness there.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think it's great that, you know, you mentioned that, you know, even though you were in your 40s, you were still able to find confidence. You know, people feel like it's too late or you're too old, but, you know, it comes at any stage, it comes at every stage, and you're never too late. And, you know, it's funny when we realize people appreciate us for who we truly are versus trying to be something that we're not. And, you know, that comes with experience, right? The experiences we go through and, you know, the challenges that we face. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
It's been really liberating to not worry about my image anymore. I'm happy in my skin. I don't worry about weighing myself or, you know, watching what I eat. I am healthy, but I don't sit there and obsess about calories or macronutrients or, you know, did I get enough grams of protein like I used to? And I also, you know, I want to be a good role model for my daughter. I think the kinds of obsessions that we have with ourselves, we inadvertently pass it down to our daughters. And I don't want her to end up having the same neuroses that I did. So I just find that now that I don't care anymore, it's a lot easier to do that. And I can just be in the moment and be happy with myself. And I also speak up for myself now, but in a diplomatic way always. And so if something is bothering me, I definitely try to understand the other person's point of view and approach them from that angle. And I think I have a better professional and personal life and relationships than I ever did before.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you'd give to her?
Well, I would be a hypocrite to tell people not to be insecure or not care about what other people think. I'm pretty sure it happens to everyone at some point. And as they are on their journey, you know, try to find out who you really are and be really open to it. And you need to be kind to yourself and look at yourself with the same love that the people you care about see you with. And take responsibility for your actions and constantly reflect. That was really big for me, was when I would mess up, I wouldn't blame others because it didn't get me anywhere. And I didn't dwell on the mistakes that I made in the past. I just tried to learn from them. And that really helped shape who I am and use those lessons to propel you forward with your goals and dreams.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. My Teachers Need Teachers podcast, you can find it at teachersneedteachers.com or wherever you find podcasts. And my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook handles are at Kim Lepre, L-E-P-R-E.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Kim, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Kim's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Kim today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Kim.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.